Well, the big story in the sports world continues to be the Shohei Ohtani story, who is the Dodgers superstar and just signed a massive contract. And so the whole story...
Is he the highest paid baseball star or highest paid athlete?
Baseball. Mm. He's up there anyway. Whether he's the highest paid, his contract is a little strange because it is paying him $2 million a year, which is like nothing, basically, in the world of baseball.
Right.
But after he's done playing, pays him $500 million. One pay, there you go, $500 million.
And you're
not
like at the end
playing.
Of his career?
At the end of his career, yeah.
Is there any small print that says, except if you are gambling?
Well, I'm sure there would be. I'm sure there are protections in there. So he is part of this betting scandal and started off with his interpreter and best friend saying that Ohtani lent him the money because of gambling debts that he had. And then Ohtani said, I never knew about it. He stole the money. So now what is it? So now the bookie has reportedly told people that Ohtani was his client, not the interpreter.
Aren't bookies supposed to be like, I got your back kind of people?
Well, you would think, but I'm sure there's a way for the bookie to profit off this.
And,
you know, maybe write a book or whatever it might be.
The bookie book.
Yeah, the bookie book. Yeah, that's a good name for it. Matthew Bauer of California is his name and made this claim before attorneys got involved. Since then, his lawyer says Bauer never spoke with, met, or texted Ohtani. So now his story has changed, too. So maybe Ohtani went, what about the code?
But, you know, in this investigation, I just see, kind of like they've been doing with P. Diddy, like going through your house, dumping papers all over the floor.
Yeah, big box, going through receipts.
There's got to be a way, wouldn't you say, to track like the money trail.
I would think so, yeah. Like, and to me, like, okay, if he, how did not... someone not know that $4.5 million, and I'm sure it wasn't all at once, but large sums of money were coming out of his bank account. I don't think Ohtani's checking on his banking app, but I would assume a guy with that much money and a superstar like him, he has people to watch, his accountants and financial people and all this stuff that would watch his money. Well, he's going on to pay his gas bill.
You mean if you go with his story... and he's saying it was stolen from me.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Like, so no one noticed, you know, Mr. Ohtani, it's, you know, Bank of America calling. There was a withdrawal for $500,000 out of your account, sir. Was that you? Well, we just want to confirm. Oh, yeah, it's me. It's all good. Lost on the tennis match last night.
But as far as, you know, tracing the money is concerned, I guess if you find money coming out of his account.
Right.
And then more money going back in his account from the same person or whatever, I mean, that becomes obvious in itself, doesn't it?
I suppose,
I'm sure there's a way to finally once and for all figure it out. So now what? What's the latest? What are they doing?
Well, the investigation continues now. Major League Baseball has an investigation, and authorities are doing their own separate investigation, and I don't know. And then we'll find out. It's been pretty quiet the last 24 hours or so. Not much has been reported or changed in this story, so I guess we're going to have to wait till... but, I mean, you know, if this goes really wrong and they find out that he was betting with an illegal gambler or illegal bookie... or betting on baseball, he could be banned for life.
And career done.
Career done. Baseball's biggest star. Done. At the age of 29 because of gambling. You imagine. Baseball has a lot riding on this. I would think baseball's investigation. Nothing to see here. You know. So we'll
have to wait. Fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Just a few bets on the ponies. It's all good. I don't know.
And what was he betting on?
Well, we don't know.
Would it be worse if it was baseball?
Oh, yes. Yeah. See, the thing is, Major League Baseball players, they can place bets with, you know, in Vegas or in with what are the apps like FanDuel or whatever on basketball or hockey or whatever else.
Oh.
But they can on baseball.
Right.
But the thing is, if he made any kind of bet with an illegal bookie, that is illegal too. And these are some of the issues that are coming up in the world of gambling and sports being involved in one and being in bed together now. And now the Raptors are involved in a gambling allegation.
The basketball team?
The basketball team confirmed that the NBA was investigating their backup center, Jontay Porter, for gambling irregularities.
What does that mean?
Okay, so...
gambling irregularities.
Yeah, ESPN.
Oh, Ed would know, our insider.
Oh, gambling insider, Ed. Go ahead.
So he's not really like a star player, but on the nights that he does play or whatever, I think it was his player prop for three-pointers made. The under was one of like the most heavily bet, like most popular bets, and a lot of money bet on it. And then I think it was like two separate incidents they were investigating for, because he went in and then he left the game sick and then like didn't even finish the game after like 5 minutes or whatever. So they're saying,
so he was betting on his own game?
That's what the allegations are, or that he was somehow involved.
And sharing maybe information to other bettors to say, listen, bet the under on me because I'm going to leave and I'm going to say I'm sick, so I won't be able to hit that number that they've set on the gambling app.
And this guy, his brother, Michael Porter Jr., plays on the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets championship team. He was supposed to be a really high draft pick, but he like blew out his knees or whatever. So then he went undrafted. So he's been hopping around or whatever. So maybe this is how he makes
money. But now there's an investigation over this.
How do you feel they're not going to get caught? Like,
it's like maybe I'm not making the money. You're making the money. You know, you're putting down all the money. So it's not really attached to me, but I'm just going to leave the game sick. Hmm.
So
we should
now,
get on this show, Ed, and I'll call in sick.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa will read the weather 10 times today, over or under.
Oh, she
left at 6.
Will they be late for news?
Yeah, we are. So let's go. Yeah.